Father, we give you the honor tonight. We appreciate your faithfulness. We thank you because you are God. Be glorified in Jesus' precious name. Give him a big clap of hand as you take your seat. Hallelujah. What a night. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Matthew 6 and in verse 33. It says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Very sharply tonight, before we go into praying, we shall be looking at the subject of dividends of dedication. Dividends of dedication. Our objective is to understand the profit or the profit of dedication to God. It is clear throughout Scripture that there are definite dividends of man's dedication to God. Definite dividends of man's dedication to God. Isaiah chapter 45 and in verse 19. Isaiah 45 and in verse 19, he said, I have not spoken in secret in the dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I am not asking you to look for me for nothing. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Hebrews chapter 11 and in verse 6. Hebrews 11 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Please note this as we go. One, there is no wasted pursuit of God. There is no wasted pursuit of God. There is no wasted dedication to God. Nobody can pursue God for nothing. And nobody can be dedicated to God for nothing. There is no wasted pursuit of God. There is no wasted dedication to God. Number two, God is not a user of people. God is a raiser of people. A lifter of people. A rewarder of people. God is not a user of people. God is a raiser of people. A lifter of people. A rewarder of people. That is why there are definite dividends. When we came to the Lord, people thought we wasted our youth. While other youth were squandering their youth in nightclubbing and all of that, some felt we wasted our lives. But I can say from experience, there is no wasted pursuit of God. Now, what are the dividends of dedication? I already mentioned one. That is, one, distinction. Distinction. Malachi chapter 3, verse 18. Then you shall return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. You will always return and demarcate. There is always a demarcation between the dedicated and the non-dedicated, there is always a demarcation. There is a standing out that people who stand with God stand out. So to stand with God is to stand out in life. To stand for God is to stand out in life. Distinction. Number two, preservation. In Malachi chapter 3 and in verse 17, Malachi 3:17, preservation, and they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts. In that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them, as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. I will spare them. I will ensure that they are not wasted like others are wasted. In Psalm 91 and in verse 14, he said, because he has set his love upon me, because he is dedicated to me, therefore will I deliver him. I will rescue him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. To be dedicated to God is to be defended by God. Is to be defended by God. To be dedicated to God is to be delivered by God. You cannot be at the mercy of the devil, at the mercy of the wickedness of this life. To be dedicated to God is to be defended by God, is to be delivered by God. Be careful what you do to the dedicated child of God. Number three, direction. Dedicated people are directed people. If you look through the life of Abraham, one thing that is clear with Abraham's life was guidance, direction. David also. David was a symbol of dedication in the Bible. And look at what David said in Psalm 23 and in verse 1, all the way to verse 3 or 4. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Again, to be dedicated to God is to be directed by God. Is to be guided by God. God will not allow you to waste your life and your time and your energy pursuing the wrong things when you are pursuing Him. To be dedicated to God is to become a candidate for His direction. You become a candidate for His guidance. Number four, dividend, I call it unctionization. That is anointing. Unctionization. Dedicated people are anointed people. Psalm 89 verse 20. He said, I have found David, my servant, or my dedicated one. With my holy oil have I anointed him. Once God finds the dedicated, He will pour the oil. The oil will always pour on the head of the dedicated. The reason why we are not anointed to the same degree is because we are not dedicated to the same level. Somebody said to me, I'm praying for you yesterday. I said, why? He said, you have ministered four times today. Right? I said, hi. And then I was trying to count. Okay, commanding the day of last night, entered into today. And then healing service, and then the prayer, breaking of the prayer in the evening, and then continuing with the commanding the day of the evening. Hallelujah. If we are not dedicated to the same level, we can't be anointed to the same degree. Unctionization, anointings. Acts chapter 2 verse 1 and 2. Remember the case of the Acts of the Apostles, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, we were all with one accord in one place, dedicatedly following the commandment of their master, and suddenly there came the sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Cloven tongues like as of fire sat on their head. That was the reward of dedication. Beloved, if you want to increase your oil, increase your dedication to God, increase your commitment, shift higher in the extent to which you are dedicated. So we have distinction, we have preservation, we have direction, we have unctionization or the anointing. Number five is intervention. That is practical answered prayer. Dedicated people experience divine intervention. Either spontaneous intervention or intervention in response to prayer. Zechariah the dedicated in Luke chapter 1 verse 13, despite the barrenness of his wife and himself, he remained at the point of duty. And the angel of the Lord said to him, "Fear not, Zechariah, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John." He wasn't praying at that time, but the angel said, "Your prayers are answered." Why? He was dedicated to God. He had prayed before, and the prayer was not yet answered, but dedication brought answer to the prayer. Dedication. John chapter 15 verse 16. He said, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. When you have done that, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, I will do." I want you to be committed and dedicated to me to the point of bringing results in the kingdom. And then you won't beg me to answer you. Listen to this. The answer to your prayer is waiting at the place of your dedication. It's waiting at the place of your dedication. If you have not seen your answer yet, remain dedicated. Remain at the place of your dedication. The answer to your prayer will meet you at the place of your dedication. Intervention. Number six is revelation. Dedication gives people access to depths of light. First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9 and 10. It said, "But as it is written, eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things." Yeah. The deep things of God. Another word for dedication is affection for God. Dedicated people are lovers of God. And lovers of God have access to depths of light. Lovers of God, they have access to depths of light. God shows his intimate things that others can't see. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Paul the apostle had more light than anybody in the New Testament. You know his dedication. "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Philippians 1:21. Galatians 2:20. "I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God." That man had more light than Peter, than everybody. Why? Because dedication to God, lovers of God, they have access to depths of light. Depths of light. Number seven is provision. Supply. Provision. Supernatural supplies. The addition of all things. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. He said, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Seek first the kingdom. Seek his righteousness. You won't need to seek what the Gentiles seek after. For these are the things the Gentiles seek after. In Luke 22, 35, he sent them out on assignment, dedicatedly. And he said unto them, when I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, lacked ye anything? And they said nothing. Lacked ye anything? And they said nothing. Lacked ye anything? And they said nothing. Hallelujah. Husband, wife, children, financial supplies, all of them are the privilege of the dedicated. And so, dividends of dedication, number one, distinction, number two, preservation, number three. All right, read it out with me. Dividends of dedication, number one, distinction, number two, preservation, number three, direction, number four, unctionization, number five, intervention, number six, revelation, and number seven, provision. Take note of two things as in form of conclusion. Our first conclusion is drawn from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. He said, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Number one, the pursuit of God attracts rewards from God. The pursuit of God attracts rewards from God. You don't pursue God and end empty-handed. He's a rewarder of those who diligently chase him. The pursuit of God attracts rewards from God. You can pursue man and end empty-handed. How many of you have pursued some people before and nothing came out of it? You can pursue man and end empty-handed, but you can never pursue God and end empty-handed. Number two conclusion is from Philippians chapter 1, verse 21. He said, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. What I'm about to say, I want you to think about it for the rest of your life. This conclusion number two. When you live for Christ, death is gain. But when you live for self or for sin, death is a loss. For to me, to live is Christ and to die is gain. When you live for Christ, when Christ is the reason why you live, by the time you leave this world, there is no loss. Only Satan lost. He lost you eternally in hell. You gained. You enter into real life. You enter into your rewards. You are just at the beginning of life. But when you live just for yourself, or you live for sin, your death is an irreplaceable loss. Loss on earth, loss in eternity. Please don't live to lose. Live to gain. Remember that song? Fading away like the stars of the morning, losing their light in the glorious sun. Thus would we pass from the earth with its toiling, only remembered by what we have done. For what we have done. Only remembered. Only remembered. Only remembered for what we have done. Thus would we pass from this earth and its toiling. Only remembered by what. You won't be rewarded in eternity by day. size of car you drove, or the bigness of the house you lived in. If all the money you made was spent on yourself, debt is loss. If all your time and your energy of life was spent on yourself or for sin, debt is a loss. It's a loss to you. But when your life, your time, your energy, your resources is spent for Christ and for the cause of eternity, when you are dying, it is triumphant. That is why most rich people in this world don't want to die. Because they have nothing they are looking forward to. All their investment and treasure and everything is on earth here. Nothing meaningful in eternity to look forward to. Don't forget it. When you live for Christ, death is gain. When you live for self, death is a loss. Don't live to lose. Live to gain. Stand up on your feet. Lift your hands and lift your voice and give him the praise tonight. Honor him. Adore him. Worship him. Father, we thank you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Father, we magnify you. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands high and say after me and say, Father, I come before you tonight. I thank you for your word. To me tonight.
To me tonight.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
Not to live.
Not to live.
To lose.
To lose.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
To live.
To live.
To gain.
To gain.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
Not to live.
Not to live.
For self.
For self.
Not to live.
Not to live.
For the flesh.
For the flesh.
Not to live.
Not to live.
For sin.
For sin.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
To live.
To live.
For Christ.
For Christ.
To live.
To live.
For you.
For you.
To live.
To live.
For eternity.
For eternity.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God. Pray. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
There are a couple of us here tonight that might like to make a rededication to Jesus. I've been living for self. I've been living for sin. I've been living just my own way. And I want to live for Christ. I don't want my death to be a loss. You are going to lift up your voice today, everyone, everywhere you are. And later on, I'll give a call. Say after me, say, Father.
Father.
This is what T.L. Osborne does in all crusades. He leads everybody to Christ. If you have been led to, if you have given your life to Christ before, he will lead you still to Christ. In case. Alright, so lift your voice and say after me and say, Father,
Father,
I come before you tonight.
I come before you tonight.
Today,
today,
I receive your help.
I receive your help.
I receive your grace.
I receive your grace.
To live for you.
To live for you.
To do your will.
To do your will.
To fulfill your purpose.
To fulfill your purpose.
For my life.
For my life.
I am sorry, Lord.
I am sorry, Lord.
If I have only lived.
If I have only lived.
For myself.
For myself.
For my flesh.
For my flesh.
For just pleasure.
For just pleasure.
Or lived.
Or lived.
For sin.
For sin.
Or lived.
Or lived.
For the world.
For the world.
I am sorry.
I am sorry.
I receive your message.
Help
me, Lord,
help me,
to
Lord.
Live for you,
to live for
your purpose. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Name of
go
Jesus.
Ahead, open your mouth and speak to God. La 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 In Jesus' precious name.
You will take the time to pray that prayer extensively at home. And those who are praying that prayer with so much meaning tonight, I will call you out later on to pray with you. But right now, we are going to itemize the points we have made and pray them into our lives. I'd like you to pray with intensity. Lift your hands and let's begin to thank the Lord for what we received. Go ahead and appreciate Him. Thank you for what we received.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Very quickly, Psalms 150 and verse 1 to 2. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Lift up your voices and pray with me. Say, Father, thank you for your goodness and mercies. Thank you for the awesome manifestation of your presence and power in our midst. Thank you for this 10th day of the fast. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' name. Again, say, Father, thank you for your goodness and mercies. Thank you for the awesome manifestation of your presence and power in our midst. Thank you for this 10th day of the fast. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lift up your voices and execute that prayer of praise. Father, we say thank you. We say thank you for your goodness. We say thank you for your mercies. We say thank you for the awesome manifestation of your presence, of your power in our midst. Continually, night and day, we give you praise for divine enablement. We give you praise.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, Malachi 3 verse 18. Then shall he return and descend between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Pray with me, say, Father, I ask for a fresh mantle of dedication on my life that will result in life and destiny distinction for me in 2024. Oh Lord, the name of Jesus. Pray!
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
The book of Malachi 3 in verse 17. Malachi 3 verse 17. And they shall be my, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Lift up your voice and pray with me and say, Father, I ask for a fresh grace, for fresh grace, for dedication, that will occasion divine preservation for my life in 2024. Lord, in Jesus' name, lift up your voice and pray. Fresh grace, for dedication, that will occasion divine preservation in the name of Jesus. And
Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Psalm 23 verse 1 to verse 3. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Say, Father, I ask for fresh grace, for dedication. That will facilitate divine direction and guidance for my life in 2024. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, say, Father, I ask for fresh grace, for dedication that will facilitate divine direction and guidance for my life in 2024. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, somebody pray.
Psalm 89 verse 20. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. Lift up your voice and say, Father, I ask for a fresh grace, for dedication that will provoke the flow of fresh oil on my life in 2024. Lord, in Jesus' name, hope your mother pray.
Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. John 15 and verse 16. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and your fruit should remain. That whatever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give to you. Somebody say amen. Say, Father, I ask for fresh help, unto dedication, that facilitate answer prayer for me in 2024. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, I ask for your help, for fresh help, unto dedication, that facilitate answer prayer for me in 2024. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift up and pray. Lord, I ask for fresh hand under dedication. Let them all
in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9 and 10,
But it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, nor he has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed unto them by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things. Hear the deep things of God. Please repeat after me. Say, Father, I ask for fresh grace, fresh dedication that will usher, me into days of revelation in 2024. Lord, in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus, we are praying. Matthew 6 and in verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Amen.
Lift up your voice and say, Father,
Father,
I ask that you engrace me unto higher dimensions of dedication, such that will effortlessly attract supernatural supplies. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Again, Father, I ask that you engrace me unto higher dimensions of dedication, such that will effortlessly attract supernatural supplies. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voices and pray.
Psalm 110 verse 3. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness, from the womb of the morning. Thou hast the dew of thy youth. You're going to lift up your hands and your voice and say, Father, we ask for a fresh fire of soul winning upon the assembly in 2024. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask for a fresh fire of soul winning upon the assembly, upon our lives, upon my life in 2024. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. I ask for a fresh baptism of fire and passion for soul winning in 2024. A fresh fire, a fresh baptism of soul winning in Salamashatatata upon my life, upon our life, upon the assembly. Fresh fire, let's show God of us. And as we go forth, let the people be willing. Let the people be willing to be tapped into the kingdom. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. And I appreciate you for answer to prayers. Father, thank you. In Jesus' precious name. Take the next 120 seconds, 2 minutes, and make any personal supplication. Whatever is on your mind, based on what you heard tonight, and based on what you are trusting God, you have your expectation form, you can bring it out, and I read out the things you have written for the next 2 minutes, and personally supplicate before the Lord, and trust, ask him
for the things you are trusting him for. Father, thank you. In Jesus' precious name. The Lord has heard and answered us in Jesus' name.